This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the Joint Budget Committee met Friday to consider the plan to remedy the $313 million deficit from fiscal year 2016, Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden couldn't resist saying, in effect, "We told you so."
We talked at length during all the sessions about the fact that we did not have enough revenue to cover the expenses that we had approved for last year.
Senator Sharon Hewitt, among others, took issue with Darden's statement.
I believe that the legislature acted responsibly. We did address the shortfalls in the 2016 budget, and it was not due to any lack of action on the part of the legislature that we're here today. We left session with a balanced budget.
Darden reminded the Slidell freshman that passing a balanced budget is just the start.
We must also end the year with a balanced budget, not just begin the year with a budget.
The proposed fix had the governor cutting $277 million with committee approval needed for the other $36 million. With constituents now angry about the cuts to TOPS, lawmakers like Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson balked.
My speaker is not here. The president of the Senate is not here. Our leaders are not here. And this is an onerous task that's being asked of us in the wake of TOPS.
They voted to wait another month when they'll find out how much more in the red the current budget is. New Orleans Senator J.P. Morrell left them with a warning.
That there is some secret money tree that we're going to shake in the backyard, or there's some agency that has secret money to do this, I think is misleading the public. But you know what? You got 30 days to find it. The ball is now in the legislature's court.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.